the relationship in our partnership is the most important one we have in our lives. And I know we can say this now that we see way too many women and men with the absolute best intentions, like completely the best intentions, make the wrong turns, they focus on the wrong things, and ultimately what happens is they end up growing further and further apart, even though there's this like underlying desire to grow into a deeper, more fulfilling connection with one another, it ends up backfiring. Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So this week, Garrick is back on the show, my husband, and we have a powerful conversation to share with you all. Garrick, thank you so much for joining me again.
Yes, I'm excited for this one. Can't wait. Let's do it.
It's been a long time coming. I know. So the reason we're having this conversation is because Garrick and I have noticed something in our community that I think needs to be shed a little more light on. You know, when it comes to building a business and getting through the daily grind of all that entails, it's really, really paramount to have the support of our most valuable partner in life. It's absolutely everything. It's worth doing, right? And it was about a year into my business journey that I knew in order for me to get to my next level, I really needed to move into practicing what I preach, right? And one of those decisions that I had to make was I had to release the child support and alimony that I had fought so hard to get during Garrick and I's divorce. And it was that moment alone that really was the beginning of Garrick and I healing this long history of just pure anger and resentment towards one another. And it was really in that moment that Garrick knew something had fundamentally changed inside of me, because gone were the days of poking and fighting one another. Now, after that decision had been made, we were really on this journey of really truly just becoming friends who went about the rest of our lives becoming the best parents we could be by putting really aside our past wounds with one another. We just decided to show up differently together. And that particular decision was made inside of myself after realizing that in order to fully trust in this universal support, I had to let go of all of the ways that I had hung on to control. And really, letting go of you and your money in that way was the ultimate release of control for me. And I can remember that time like it was yesterday. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely yesterday. It was incredible. I mean, it's funny because I was actually, for months prior to that, I had actually been thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if there's a way that there's somehow without courts and lawyers and all that, that I could get that back from her. Like if there was just a way that we could amicably come to an agreement or something, that, you know, I was just kind of throwing that around in my brain and wishing that it was so. And then, you know, one day you call me up and say, hey, I'm giving you your money back. Like, you've got to be kidding me. It was surreal. I had to pinch myself.
Yeah. You had no idea about energetics and manifestation, everything back then.
Well, I definitely knew about it, but didn't practice it. It wasn't part of my daily existence and my reality at that time. And I didn't know where you were with it, what exactly was going on over there in Danielle's world, you know?
Yeah.
I get this call to do this. And I thought, wow, that's just like extreme and out from left field. And holy moly, like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I just knew that I had to lean in even deeper into this relationship that I had with, we can call it God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. I call it the universe, that I really just needed to lean in and trust that I had everything I needed in order to be the success that I had dreamed of being. And a big part of that was really just allowing you to go on with your life and figure yourself out, really just figure yourself out without really blaming me for any reason why you couldn't. And I remember I was like, well, what is coming now from Danielle? But I remember just saying, like, listen, this thing that I have called a business is doing really well. I want to give you back your child support and alimony, but please don't ever let Chloe and I go live in a ditch in a car. Just don't let that happen to us.
Yeah. And I mean, no matter what we were going through at the time and how bitter the divorce had been, I just didn't hesitate with that one. I mean, absolutely not. There's no way. No way I would do that.
Did it shock you though?
What, that you asked me that?
Yeah. Well, I said I really want to give you back your money.
Oh, well, yeah. That was like, yeah, I was completely shocked. I said, it was out of left field as far as I was concerned. I never really thought that would ever happen. Like I said, I dreamed about it.
Yeah.
And tried to figure out ways that could happen, but just unsolicited, you calling me up and saying, hey, you know, here's what's going on. Just gave me a little snapshot of, you know, this belief system I have just tells me that this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. And I was like, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is. You know, what is that she's talking about? And there it was. I mean, it was just done just like that. It was incredible. So yeah, I was shocked.
It was in that moment, because I had realized, like, you would never let anything happen to me. Like, as bad as it had gotten between you and I knew that you would never let anything happen to me or your daughter. Like, there are so many opportunities you had to really make it a really bad scene in my life.
Yeah.
And you never took those opportunities. And you really didn't know that I had been working inside this thing called a human design experiment.
No.
And that I had been doing some personal work on myself and looking at myself in all sorts of ways with all these new perspectives and taking my healing, like my heart healing, to a level that I never had been able to do before. And I had taken such responsibility for myself. I don't think you had ever seen me really take that kind of responsibility for myself. But then at that time, like, we were having, you know, conversations and we were being more friendly. And it was like no more any excuse to not be living into your own potential. Like, you saw, okay, I actually get this life that I have been wanting and I've been, you know, in the back of my mind dreaming about. And here it is. And now I have to step into this person who claims it.
Yeah. I the thing about it was, once the scapegoat was gone for me, then I was left with just me, just looking at myself and being like, okay, I've got some, you know, issues and some bad habits here. I'm dealing with alcohol and all this stuff. And now the thing that I thought was the source is not the source.
Yeah.
So what do I do now? Like, what is this? And, but I, you know, I didn't really dig into it. I was still too locked into what I was locked into. You know, the habits, the alcohol had a hold of me, and I was just like making it day to day at that point. But I did recognize that situation.
Yeah. You mean you recognized your addiction, or you recognized?
Yeah. I recognized the fact that I consciously recognized the fact that you were no longer the thing that I could blame anything on. You know, so that's when I was like, that was the oh shit moment. Because I'm going, wow, this is kind of confusing, because all of this time I thought that that's why I was being the way I was being and doing what I was doing. It was just like, it was very victim.
Yeah.
You know, it was all being done to me, and I was just doing what I could to survive, you know, and all this in my head. And then when that flipped, that was no longer an excuse.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember if you were feeling curious around that time as to what the heck was going on with me? Like, how I was able to change so drastically and just kind of move into this new person?
I mean, I remember being a little bit, like, it did cross my mind occasionally.
Yeah.
But I think because of so much history, so many years of just anger and resentment, I really tried to just not care what you were doing.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, well, she's doing whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really get involved in it. You know, if I find out more, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, it did cross my mind definitely more than once. It's like, it was so noticeable that there was this radical shift, you know, that the money thing was huge. And then just like you were mentioning, how our conversations got better. We weren't like fighting and arguing. The venom wasn't there anymore. And then I noticed how that was just week after week, and then a couple of months, and then a few months, and it was consistent,
yeah,
which had never happened. And so I did notice all of that. And I'm like, wow, this is something's shifting
yeah.
significantly for the better. And thank God. That's all I said. Thank
yeah.
God. It's finally come, you know, all these
yeah.
years, and it's finally here. We can kind of maybe have some peace in our lives, you know?
I mean, the first thing I noticed was, you know, because I did a lot of this work by myself alone. You know, I didn't call the kids and say, oh gosh, kids, guess what I'm up to? Like, I didn't let anyone know what I was up to. But I noticed immediately with our daughter, Chloe, she was way more wanting to spend time with me, wanting to talk to me. She was actually making time to come down and watch movies with me. And then the boys started to hang out on the phone with me a little longer. And, you know, then like our lives started to open up. Like, why don't we start doing family vacations together? And why don't we, you know, just try to be better parents together?
Yeah, I think that was something I noticed, and it was really, really cool. I do remember being grateful for that. It was like one of those things that I had wished for. You know, when things are bad, you're just like, man, I just really wish that we could get along. Like, this sting and this pain could go away. And how nice would that be? You know, because it's hard on the kids, and they've got to go to two different places, and we can't really mingle much. And just all the crap that comes along with the logistics of handling that, you know. So when those opportunities came around, I was game. I was open. You know, I could set aside enough of the old story to be able to say, okay, I think maybe we can make a new one, you know?
Yeah. I know we've talked a little bit about how that all went down. We basically went, I just planned a vacation. I planned a Christmas where we were all going to spend our first Christmas back together. And Jaden came, like the whole family came, and we were all going to go out to Noah's and spent that week together in Las Vegas with him. And it was just really different. It was just really different. It was like, there was no nagging between you and I. There was no arguing, fighting. There was just really an open heart, right? And what I want to point out was that this had been like, I think this has been like about a year since you and I started to like hang out a little more and become more friendly with one another. Like, that was about a year in. And we had gifted everybody a trip to Hawaii. And so that was in December. We all met and we gifted everybody that trip to Hawaii. And then in March, we all came together in an Airbnb. And oh yeah, what was that for, by the way? What did we all come together in the Airbnb for? Was it for Noah's birthday?
It was. Wasn't it your house being done?
Well, yeah, my house was being done. That's why I was in the Airbnb. But yeah. I think.
Yeah, you gathered everybody for the birthday.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Our little buddy.
Yeah.
Man, that little boy, he came in.
Little boy.
We were married. That little boy. We were married. We weren't even married. We were together 3 months when I got pregnant with Noah. And then, I mean, I didn't even think about it until now, but fast forward until that moment, that boy brought us together again. Wow. What a powerful boy. Did you ever put that together?
No, I haven't. No.
Yes.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you can give him the recognition. He'd love that.
Yeah. Our projector.
Yeah.
He gets the recognition for sure. But yeah, we came together in that Airbnb and we had a plant medicine journey. And in that journey, it was like a door opened. It was like we finally knew that no matter what, we had to come together as a family and we had to start taking radical responsibility for ourselves and for each other from that moment on. Like, it wasn't even the topic of discussion, like mom and dad are getting back together. It was just, we were taking a really hard look at all of our lives. And I think everyone finally felt safe to be like, we don't want to live the way we're living. We want to figure out a new way. And now that we see this new family energy, like, we feel like this could help us be better people. Like, I feel like the boys did that. They were like, no, we want to come home. We don't want to live doing the things we're doing out there. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, we all looked at each other and we were like, okay, well, we can figure something out together. We can start making different decisions right now, and we can start living more in alignment with what we want to create for our life, no matter what that looks like. Like, if we don't get back together, if we get back together, like it wasn't even really a topic of discussion. It just meant that we were going to look at each other and really help one another in a way that we had never, ever done.
Yeah, that was just a moment of, and I don't even know if it was conscious realization for everybody, maybe in different ways, but it was just like this feeling for me, especially, that this door had been opened and there was this opportunity being presented in a way that I could never have written a story or made it up in my mind as far as how all of us would have gathered like that and had this opportunity come up. And I just felt like, this is it. Like, this is my shot. I either walk through that door or I don't. And I keep going on my other way. And I noticed that the kids were all game for it. The boys were immediately like, yeah, you know what? Screw my life where I'm at. I'm coming home, you know? Yeah. And I could not ignore what was happening with all of that. And I wanted to be a part of it. Yeah. It's like, I can't miss out on this. This is my way out of my shithole.
Yeah.
You know, and situation. I can have the love and support of my family. Who else would I want it from? And we can all do this together and get some healing done, you know,
yeah,
and a whole different life. And so, I was on board. There was no fight in that one.
Yeah. And that's when I was using words like alignment, like, you know, here we are, we're going to all do this thing together as a family, and we're going to choose alignment, like meaning we're no longer going to blame anyone else for what our lives had become. We're going to do whatever it took to figure out how to be better parents, how to be better people, how to be more loving towards one another. And we made a decision to put our family first above everything else in our lives. And that meant a lot of cleanup for each one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ego. The reason, I think a big reason that this was able to happen was setting aside the ego.
Mm.
Because the ego is attached to story, you know, and we all had crazy stories attached to this family and this whole situation. And so in order to move through that door and into a different life and a different phase, I think we all simultaneously had to put aside our egos and our stories and say, okay, I'm tired of hanging on to that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just drop it and see what happens. Cause it sure as hell can't be worse than what's going on in the last 10 years. So why not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I, for the first time ever, like, saw a road for it all to work. Mm-hmm. Like, I had been in human design for a while. I had seen what it had done for my life, what it had done for my business. And I really did not see how it wouldn't work. Like, I think it would have been way different if I had no idea around how it could be any better than what it had been. But I had seen my growth and my path to freedom realize itself so quantum fast that I knew that we had a way. Like, we just had a way. And I can't explain it other than that. It was like, I think my mind would have been like, there's no way, we can't do it. I don't even know how I'm going to get over this or get through this or what's going to come. Like, I think I would have still had to like hold on to some kind of control. But I knew that because I had found human design and the healing that I had found and the miracle that had become my life was so transformational that I could see a way that we could all do that together.
Yeah. And I remember thinking like, okay, if this woman could do what she did and transform herself as drastically as she did with whatever the hell it is that she's doing, that's something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like, tell me more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that is something that has to grab your attention. It's just amazing. It was very, very intriguing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to go into the story of who I am. It's all over my podcast of who I am, but the train wreck that was Danielle had like solved itself. And then when Garrick and I came together in the Airbnb, then that's when we decided that all of us would move into my 1700 square foot home, my 3-bedroom, 1700 square foot home with all of the kids and live in our little like bubble. And that's when the real work really began, the real work of healing, forgiving, and learning to love one another as two people on the same team finally.
Yeah, and I mean, these are all adult people that have moved out
Yeah.
and to different states and had their own lives. And so to come back together, all of us in this house together again as a full family was just, are we crazy?
Yeah.
But we were crazy enough to try it and to go for it.
Yeah.
And I love that we did. It's like brave,
Yeah.
And, the boys had to share a room, and it was just like,
Yeah.
you're at that point, you're so on top of each other that you cannot hide.
No.
Like that was full committal into the work. Like, hey, I'm gonna be literally staring you in the face every day, all day. And that means there's no hiding. It's
Yeah.
this is time to go to work.
Yeah. Are you ready to use human design to quantum leap your flow with the energy of money in your business? Head to the link in the show notes to grab your unique $9 wealth code blueprint today. This blueprint has been responsible for our $1 million paydays and helps our clients do the same. All you need to experience higher paydays more consistently is to tap into your wealth codes for your offers, marketing, and sales conversations. You have something the world needs, and the wealth codes help you show up in the frequency they have been waiting to pay you for. Download your copy today in the show notes to get started. Now, let's get back to the episode. So it was like we were looking in a mirror 24/7 in relationship with each other, but really we were getting like a do-over. What were some of the hardest times for you in those early days when we were all back together?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I can think of like a specific day or instance of story or something, but I think that overall, really, it was just that time. In and of itself was extremely challenging because, to put it into context, and expand a little on what we were just saying, we're all living after having moved out and everything back together. So that's one thing, right? We're in the house together. We've got this history of this holy horrential, this horrid like breakup divorce situation between you and I. So it was you and I having to fix our relationship. Just even in just becoming friends
Yeah.
and all the pain and everything there. And then you've got all the relationships between the kids individually with us that were being worked on. And then as a family, as a whole, we're doing work. And then we decided to go into business together. So we're all working
Yeah.
together every single day as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, just putting all that together, yeah, talk about unbelievable challenge.
Yeah, we made some really big decisions, like big decisions, breaking leases, going into business together, you leaving the fire career, everyone really looking in and being bought in on the way I ran the show over here. Like I set a boundary right in the beginning, like we're not drinking. We're not one of those families that pretends like, oh, we only drink when we go out to dinner. Like that's just not what we do. And we all had to just like find our role and rise into that role. And I think the hardest part for me was getting everybody on board and just holding to that, because the way I had healed myself was by discipline around my boundaries, discipline around my reactivity, emotional regulation. Like I had all of these tools that had worked really, really well when I was by myself. And then when the family all came back and I was looking at a mirror in relationship, I had to double down on all those tools and see how powerful they really were. And I think that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And there were a lot of times I was like, I mean, is this even worth it? Like, I don't even know if we can get through this. And every time I even remotely had that thought, there was family and love and true, true heartfelt support that was like, of course it's working. Of course it can't not work. Like it was almost like we didn't really have a choice. It's all there working for us and became really easy to embrace that. Like really easy to let the past go over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think that the decisions we had to make and the changes that everybody had to make were so extreme that it was like, okay, this is so much, but the reason it's going to work is because we're all in.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, because we all agreed to do this together. And so I think handling these types of things maybe alone, kudos to you, is harder. You know, having everyone else going through similar things all together and being able to lean on each other was a big part of it.
Yeah. And we've said this to each other many times. Like, we've tried so hard to keep ourselves away from each other, and it's not in our forecast. Like,
no, it's not in the stars.
Our souls are here to be together. And it was about that time when we started, because I was launching the formula and I was like, had all these private clients. And it was about that time when people started to come to me, and women in my groups were asking me to help them in their relationships with their partners. And that opened up a conversation we hadn't really had before. And so it was really fun to see that you were actually seeing a theme. You were actually seeing like a way to solve this issue with what these women were experiencing in their relationships. And, you know, when we would talk about it, like, we knew, like, we have a solution. Like, there is a solution. And it's not the traditional solution that other people might think to have, but we felt so strongly that we have a solution. We know we can help somebody. And we were seeing such a rampant theme going on behind in the private rooms that we were like, okay, we're being called to something bigger here. Really a bigger mission really is coming into play.
Yeah. I can remember talking to you about it over time, various conversations we had about the clients and their husbands. And I would ask questions and kind of being curious, you know, and why they were having trouble or why, you know, what the issue was and why. And it kind of formulated its own little pattern, like you said. And I started seeing like, wow, these guys have things going on that I can relate to.
Yeah.
And that I've been through. And that Danielle and I have worked through that, you know, if only, you know, if only they knew certain things, it could really help. And I think that's kind of what sparked that a little bit.
Yeah. And we did, we opened up a few spots to help our private clients in a more personal way. And that was when you started working with Kenton and Kelly is a private client of mine. Anyways, they're on the podcast last week. By the time this airs, they've been on last week. And that was when we realized through our work with them, really the power of coaching couples who had one thing in common, which was their commitment to growth. Really, like, that's all it takes. And we realized that the power of our work together really 10Xs when we combine the two people and work in tandem with one another. And I think it's because the relationship in our partnership is the most important one we have in our lives. And I know we can say this now that we see way too many women and men with the absolute best intentions, like completely the best intentions, make the wrong turns. They focus on the wrong things. And ultimately what happens is they end up growing further and further apart, even though there's this like underlying desire to grow into a deeper, more fulfilling connection with one another, it ends up backfiring. And it really just defeats the purpose of why two people come together in the first place. So what do you think is going on with the men, Garrick? Like, what do you think is standing in their way?
So there's some really common themes. And what's cool is not only have I seen this with a lot of your clients, partners or husbands, but being in the fire service for almost 20 years, you know, fire service has a high divorce rate.
Yeah.
And we live with each other and, you know, get really close and know everything that's going on. And so I could put all of that together and see just a general overarching theme for men in general and what's going on with them. And I think that some big, just a bullet point at some big things that they're contending with is emotional baggage. And that kind of plays into the communication piece, a lack of it, because they may be feeling a certain way or behaving in a certain way, and they're not maybe communicating that properly to their wives. So the wife, you know, then there's misunderstandings that happen, and then that leads to fights and irritation and resentments and all that. And really everything can be traced back mostly to communication problems, but there's blame going on and not taking full radical responsibility for themselves and their life and everything they do every single day and everything in it.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do. We're a society that likes to point the finger at someone else. It's, oh, it's not me. It was that person. I did it to you. You know, you were the reason why, blah, blah, blah. Right. So it's harder to take that radical responsibility, but that is a very, very important piece. Boundaries are a thing. I know for myself, I never laid down any boundaries.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what my boundaries were. And so my boundaries are getting crossed and I don't even know it.
Yeah.
Which again, causes more resentments and all kinds of emotion. And then you don't communicate them. And it's just this, you see this merry-go-round you can get on, but there's out of balance masculinity. That's either on the toxic side or more on the feminine side for the men, not standing into their masculinity, not really understanding what it is. Because I know for myself, I wasn't taught this.
Yeah.
I wasn't given the definition. I wasn't shown what masculinity was or what the true role that a man played in the family or relationship. And that's another one is if you don't really know, then you're just flying by the seat of your pants here. You don't really, you're just waking up every day and doing what you think is right, but you know, you're just really not sure. Which then leads to a lack of leadership and insecurities.
Yeah.
So you can see there's a whole host of things and they all kind of feed into each other that can cause issues in the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I see with my tribe is we're just a bunch of high achievers. We are people that can get shit done and we like to stay in our masculine because we feel like if we don't, for whatever reason, the world's going to stop, like, and everything's going to come crumbling down. So we subconsciously feel like if we relax into our feminine, that there's a huge possibility that our lives just will stop working. So we stay either out of balance with masculine and feminine, same kind of thing. But really what I see the most is the women are either not feeling safe to lean into their feminine energy or they're hyper masculine. They're always taking action and they're doing it from a place of I need to control, which really doesn't allow the men in their lives to step up in that role for them. So they like assume both the roles, the masculine and the feminine, right? Or there's just, like you were talking about, there's just not an awareness of what each one of those dynamics, what that actually means. So we tend to be critical, naggy, a lot of complaining, and we will find ourselves just really getting burnt out and feeling exhausted and hiding who we really are, not taking time to nourish ourselves and be available for our partners, right? In that way that drives that deeper connection, not allowing ourselves to be intimate or vulnerable. And again, it all comes down to it's not safe to be who we are. So we try to be something else so that we can fulfill this, whatever image it is around safety that we might have for ourselves. And I mean, what works for Garrick and I, and this is one of the reasons we wanted to have this podcast, is because what works for Garrick and I is just so different than what books or therapists recommend. Like I spent years in therapy. Garrick and I spent thousands on therapy before we even divorced. I think we were in therapy for like 2 years. And it never taught us what we know now that works. Like we were never taught how to get the most out of our life partners. And we never really understood that we take all of our childhood wounds into adulthood. And then we subconsciously look to have our partners heal these wounds as adults. And so there's this constant pattern, this merry-go-round of you hurt me, I hurt me, I hurt you. It's like this pattern, this like circle that loop that just keeps playing itself out over and over again. And one of the big things that we realized was we aren't taught that love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. Love is not a feeling, right? And I think that might blow some people away, but it is an absolute decision. And that decision comes with a massive amount of commitment in order to see it all the way through.
Yeah. We, as a society, get this whole Hollywood love thing, right? And it feels really amazing. And that's what we think it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know if you've been in any kind of a long-term relationship, that initial throes and that being enamored and that just intensity that you have in the beginning fades. And then what are you left with, right?
Yeah.
The real relationship.
Right.
You know, that intense, those hormones and things, that's biology's way of getting two people together, right? It's got to make it euphoric so that it happens to perpetuate the species. But like you said, I agree, real love is not that. It is definitely a decision. It's a partnership. It's a commitment. It's so many other things that are deeper than that euphoric feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people can live on for years, just maybe in a whole lifetime, with experiencing this emptiness inside, just not really feeling fulfilled in their romantic partnerships, because we get used to tolerating a life where we're bearing our resentments, we're, not setting our boundaries, we're allowing ourselves to get swept up in life, and we're just getting by with one another. I know that's what my parents did. I know a lot of our friends do that, and it really just kind of it stops until one person wants to grow. And then right then and there, either you're keeping up together or one starts feeling left behind or lost and doesn't really know what went wrong or how to keep the partnership going full force. So the secret here with this is in making a decision to commit to the partnership 100% and be willing to look at what your part has been as an individual and really taking radical responsibility for all your past actions, your past words, your behaviors, everything that has resulted in the moment you are in right now. And this is the true tipping point for true life transformation. That's where it began with me, all by myself, in my little room, in my bed with my Epsom salts. It was really just a moment of radical responsibility for who I had been and an understanding of Garrick as my husband for who he was energetically and who he had the potential to be couldn't even be realized because of the way that we had both been conditioned and brought up. And I think this is where the term power couple comes into its real definition, because people have asked us, they're like, we want to be power couples like you. Can you help us be power couples? And we just kind of laugh because we don't, see, when I think of power couple, I think of like, Brad and Angelina or like, somebody like that. I don't think of like Garrick and Danielle over here in California. But really, when I broke it down, I'm like, okay, a power couple is really two people who take ownership of themselves inside the relationship. And when that happens, then the connection between the two of them can expand and grow because the power couple has now that same common goal. They're working towards the same things. They're on the same team. They're going together.
Yeah. I mean, if you do think of examples that any of you can think of as far as what you'd think a power couple is, really, that's it. That's the foundation. You know, these people, the reason why they look like a power couple is because they're on the same team. They're working together. They're both adding to one another's strengths and holding up each other's weaknesses. It's like they're intertwined. They're, you know, there is no bickering and blaming and finger pointing going on. It's like, no, there's no time for that. You can't get anything accomplished if you're spinning around doing that crap. It's how do we get arm in arm and accomplish bigger things together than we could alone?
It's even bigger than being soulmates. It's like we are whole mates. Like Lena taught me that term, and I was like, I think she heard it from Aubrey Marcus, but I was like, that is so true because we are so on the same team that our family goals, our mission, with our just our private personal lives take on a whole new meaning when we are on the same team and working towards the same things together. And I think this is really the key to how each person as an individual in a relationship begins to feel safe expressing as who they are, understood not only by themselves, but by their partner, and then really truly seen. And we all really want to be seen and understood and heard. Like we want that as humans. And when the two parts of the power couple can't be on the same page, you're leaving your family open to external forces that could push the family apart even further and further. I mean, we experience that with our boys. Like, thank God Chloe didn't get there, but we saw that as a result of our Derek and I's decision, we saw our kids going down the wrong road. And I know they wouldn't have any issue with me sharing, but they were going down the wrong road. Like, when we all got back together and we found out like what was really going on behind closed doors, we were both like, thank God we did what we did when we did it, because now that we're all on the same page, which started by you and I getting on the same page and staying on the same page, like, our family unit is stronger than it has ever been before.
Yeah, I mean, it might sound cliche, but it starts with the parents. It starts with the couple, as far as if you have a family and you have children, because you are literally their example. And what you're doing, if you don't change course and get on the same team with each other and become that power couple, is you're basically just going to pass along all the shit that you were taught or weren't taught. They're going to that's how they're going to live, just like you.
Yep.
So yeah. There's that huge responsibility and realizing that, you know, and it's never too late, by the way. You have the opportunity to intervene, I guess, if you want to say, and, you know, make yourself better for you, but just know the ripple effect that could have generationally, by the way. You can stop like generational patterns of abuse. I mean, you name it, could stop with you.
Low self-worth. Like, it doesn't even have to go as traumatic as, you know, abuse, but it really does have to be looked at. Like, and this might be hard for some people listening to hear, but this is, you know, a show where we're really vulnerable and raw, and we're speaking from experience and not just our experience, but it really is a thing for two people who are looking to, and I wouldn't even go as far as impact the world. I would just say really leave a positive, strong, empowering impact on your family. It's really important to look at and see what your role is and how you can get the two of you on the same page as soon as possible. Do you remember what you told me all those years back when we had, it wasn't all those years back, it was a couple of years ago when we were in Joshua Tree? It feels like friggin' forever ago, but.
Yeah, it's a couple of years, I think, right?
When you told me that, like, all you ever wanted me to be was vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was an amazing moment, because I was blown away because I thought it was obvious.
Yeah.
Here's this thing all this time that I thought was obvious and that was being like purposefully not done. But come to find out all these years later and all this bullshit later, you know, she didn't know.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
Yeah. We talked about it on one podcast, but, you know, for anyone who hasn't listened, we had this moment in Joshua Tree, you know, we're all doing this family healing stuff. And Garrick's like, yeah, all I ever wanted from you was for you to be vulnerable with me. And I was like, wait a minute, what? What do you mean? Like, that's it? That's all you needed? And it was the one thing that, like, he thought I knew and I thought he knew, like, I couldn't be. I don't know. Like, it was such a miss on our parts.
Yeah, and there's that communication piece I was talking about.
Yeah, yep, completely. So if we had just known then what we know now, like, if we would have been able to communicate and hear one another and see one another and respect one another and be on the same team with one another, we would have been able to save our families from 10 plus years of emotional trauma and turmoil.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like using those years to work against one another, if we would have known what we know now, we used that time to work together, just with the amount of healing we've been able to do in just such a short time, where we would actually be today. Like, and I'm so proud of where we are today, but knowing what we know now, like, that's why we come to this podcast and share this story, is because we feel it's our duty to help someone else avoid what we couldn't, what we just couldn't avoid.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, think about that part of our story is 10 years later, we get this opportunity to do this. That's unheard of. I've never heard of that before. I'm sure it's happened, but it's extremely rare, I'm sure. So if you're in a situation where you're experiencing some of these things, it could very well be that this is your shot. You know, you won't get a second shot 10 years from now. So it's like, that's the time to make decisions.
Yeah.
Hard ones.
Yeah. Hard ones. And it is just a decision. Through our decision to commit to each other first, we now sit in, I mean, I can say we are a healed family. Like, our kids are all on the right path. Like, you and I are more in love and more committed to one another than we've ever been before. We're able to achieve our goals. I'm able to move into my feminine expression way more. It just feels so much safer to lean into who I am as a woman and watch you rise into the masculine in leading the family and leading me. Like, it's such a relief. There's just this element of safety that I feel now in our relationship that I wasn't able to feel before.
Yeah, it feels like almost like a pressure release in a mm-hmm. way that we can each be what we're built and meant to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you more into your feminine, me more into my masculine. It's just feels less hard.
Yeah. It's like
what
it
we
clicked.
Were trying to do before, you know, with just, yeah, all the headbutting and just cause we just, neither of us were operating in our like respective roles, so to speak.
Yeah.
We just weren't in our lanes and we were like getting mad at each other for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
and it's
to
all
not
unnecessary.
Have that, yeah. To not have that be the case anymore is like, whew. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we can stretch our legs now. That's great.
Finally get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've seen the power of our work and what it's allowed for our lives personally. And now after our work with clients, we've seen proof that it works for our couples. And Garrick and I are just really excited to announce that we have opened 2 slots for the couple who is looking to grow together through our Aligned Love Mastery program. That's what we're calling it, because it is love mastered. And we really just see a need for couples who are looking to reignite that day one passion and connection without years spent in therapy or just reading books. Like, there is absolutely a way to get back the relationship that you both deeply desire together, just using a very, very simple framework that allows for both of you to get what you want without sacrificing who you are. In fact, becoming more of who you are. So if this calls to you in any way, we want to invite you to apply to work with us at the link in the show notes. And this is really where you and your partner can come together, put the past behind you, and use your relationship as a solid foundation where creating the life that you dream of becomes possible in just 4 months. Like, you do not have to wait 10 years like we did. I mean, I think it was even longer because we were having issues way before then, but like, we've seen it. We've tried and tested it. We have results to back up what we're bringing to you right now. And we know that this is for 2 couples out there who are ready for what it really takes to master your relationship with your lover. And this is a container. We've never announced anything publicly like this before. And we do cater to the quote unquote power couple who's really just lost their spark along the way and knows that, you know, overall you're better and more powerful together. And that's where your commitment is together. And we have limited availability. So I want to encourage you, if this is speaking to you in any way, check this out, answer just a few questions, and we can see where our support best fits your needs.
So we're locking arms with you guys, both of you, to help you become more connected and aligned with your purposes as far as individually and as a couple. And guys, I see you. Believe me, I've been down the shitty path. I know what the pain is like. I know how it's hard navigating the feminine sometimes when you can't even navigate yourself half the time.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of experience with men being in the fire service. I've got kind of a knack for that sort of thing. So I like talking to the guys and, you know, giving them the information that they never knew. And I think that's what's inside this container, is just finding out ways of navigating yourself and your partner that you never were taught, and just building up and bolstering this relationship that you know you want.
Yeah.
And you have always wanted, and you can have. Absolutely.
Because
if we did it, believe me, you can do it.
Yeah. Anyone can.
Yeah. So I really look forward to talking with you guys and figuring this out.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a really exciting evolution of our brand. And I knew when we were just coming back together, I was like, what is going to come of this? Because I had known from the high frequency formula that all of the things I had gone through were now things I was sharing with the world. And I'm so honored, Garrick, to be stepping into this new era that we're both stepping into, and doing this work with you, honey, is phenomenal. I could have never imagined it even 5 years ago. So thank you, honey, for showing up and for doing this with me and for helping our power couples find themselves.
Yeah, baby. Thank you for having me here. I loved it. I am too so honored and just humbled by what it is that we are doing and what we've done, and can't wait. I can't wait to see what it keeps evolving into.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, check out the link in the show notes. Apply to work with us. As soon as you fill out those questions, we will be reviewing the applications and getting back to you to set up a call time if we absolutely know we can help you. All right, everybody, cheers to staying wealthy through alignment. So Garrick and I want to invite you, if this conversation sparked something inside, for you and your partner to apply to work with us in our Aligned Love Mastery Program. Check out the link in the show notes to answer a few questions, and we will connect with you both personally to see how this new container would fit for your lives. Our work is expanding into what we know is the next level of alignment for our soul tribe, and we can't wait to help you and your soulmate grow in love, intimacy, and connection through the rewarding work of alignment together. Spots are limited, so make sure to get your application in today. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did, and I will see you all next week. Cheers to staying wealthy through alignment.